Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. Ben Schwartz plays Jean Ralphio, a recurring character on NBC's comedy Parks and Recreation.
Step one, we buy into this club. Step two, we roll over to the club, either in your Mercedes-Benz or my pre-owned Acura Legend. Step three, I dagger you on the dance floor. Just bounce, 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 bounce. Now all the ladies say it. Bounce, 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 bounce. What do you say, sexy?
I'm out.
Why?
I hate that guy.
Ben Schwartz also plays Clyde on Showtime's House of Lies. This is a clip from a webisode for that program.
Hey, you here for the entry-level position?
Yeah, I'm Dan.
Hi.
Dan, sit down.
Yeah.
Okay. Consider this your pre-interview.
Like a talk show?
Yeah, like a talk show.
It's nothing like
a talk show.
Okay. If you can't get into that office unless you get through Bim and Bam. Okay. Are you ready for your question?
Yes.
How many restaurants?
In Manhattan? Easy. You just take the number of streets.
Manhattan, Dan. No. What is this? Are you a baby? Are y'all babies? Baby. Everybody knows how many restaurants there are in Manhattan. My question to you is how many broken toilets are there in those restaurants?
How many what?
Broken toilets, Dan!
He is also, among activities and jobs too numerous to list here, an active member of the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, a screenwriter, creates videos for the Funny or Die and College Humor websites, and is a grad from Union College in Schenectady. This Monday, he'll return to his alma mater and present The Ben Schwartz Comes to Union College and Says Things to People Who Want to Listen to Her 2012. The event is at the Knott Memorial at 7 p.m. and is free and open to the public. Ben Schwartz joins us now. Ben, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you. Is that where I say thank you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, nailed it. I'm on a really nice roll.
All right. So let's talk about how you've gotten to where you are at this point. We'll go from Union to UCB first. How did you start doing improv at UCB?
When I was in college, I did a short form group when I was at Union called Idle Minds, and I started to do improv there, and that was the first time that I really was trying. And then when I graduated college, I told my parents that I wanted to try to do comedy, and I knew that it was, you know, one in a million shots that I would succeed, but the idea of trying and then, you know, failing and going into a real job afterwards, if that's what needs me. So that's what happened. So the first place I looked, I took classes at a couple places, and UCB is the one that really stuck for me, and then that was the kind of like family that started everything.
Did your double major in anthropology and psychology contribute at all to your ability to do comedy?
Probably not, but the idea of gaining knowledge and absorbing, it's important for improv, and I write movies as well. The more that you absorb and the more that you watch, and the more that you do, it really affects your writing, it affects your improv, and it affects your comedy. And the idea of absorbing knowledge and getting a little bit of everything was extremely helpful for me.
Your website is Rejected Jokes. Your Twitter handle is Rejected Jokes. Why is that?
When I was doing UCB at the beginning, I didn't have a lot of money. And then at the same time, I went over to Letterman. And my whole family is like social workers and school teachers and like people who really help the world, and then, you know, my stupid is trying to do comedy, but so there were no connections to entertainment for me. So I went out to Letterman, and I tried to become a page there. Now what a page does is they just bring you to your seat, or they show you where the bathroom is. But for me, the idea of being at the show every day and watching Letterman do his thing would be a huge, just such amazing opportunity for me. So I randomly got in there. I talked to some people. I got was able to be a page there. And then while I was there, I found a way to freelance monologue jokes for Letterman. Mm-hmm. So at the time, I did that. And then at the same time, I was performing at UCB, and Horatio Sands is one of the original members, one of the founding members. So when I got a couple jokes on Letterman, he's like, you should freelance for Weekend Update. And I was like, yeah, that's a dream of mine. So I did that. And I did that for a couple of years, about 15 jokes a day, and, you know, at least. I was realizing that so few of your jokes actually get on the air, so hard to get jokes on, that I had piles and piles of rejected jokes. So I would take those jokes, uh-huh, and I put it on a website called Rejected Jokes, and then people could see my material. So instead of it being wasted every single time, I was kind of using every inch of the buffalo and taking the things that were rejected and using that as like a cool way to see me on the internet and try to make a name for myself, to distinguish myself from other comedians.
Doing that that grunt work, that, you know, that footwork as a page on Letterman and continuing to perform at UCB, obviously you started to build connections for yourself. How does that then transition to having a role on two television shows?
Sure. So formal. I feel like we're sitting down in front of a tiny desk drinking a little water.
It's public radio.
Got it. Understood.
That's fine.
So there's so many steps in between there, but the whole idea is that you know, you do comedy for free for a very long time, and you learn what you're good at, and you learn what you're bad at, and you get better at the things you're bad at, and you strengthen your voice, and you find your voice. I think that's something huge. I did a lot of short films. That was a really big deal for me. I did a lot of short films on the internet and ended up getting a bunch of views. And the way that I did it is I would write, direct, and act in all of them. So if you clicked on something, you'd see a kind of good representation of where I was creatively. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, the ones in the beginning may not be as strong as the ones that I do now, but it was just a way for people to see who I was and stuff like that. So I did short films. Then Turner hired me to do short films for their website that is now defunct, called Super Deluxe. And then from there, I did a lot of commercials. I'd audition for anything. I needed money and, you know, to be in front of a camera to learn how to audition. It's a whole skill set.
Sure.
And so I did that. And then from there, you know, I got my first independent movie, and then that led to my first agent. And then from there, you audition for pilots and you don't get any. And then you get one. And then the Parks and Rec thing was that Mike Schur is the creator of that. He'd seen a bunch of short films I did for ESPN and brought me in. And then later on, he's like, oh, there's this little paragraph thing. Do you want to play this guy named John Ralphio? Paragraph. You think you'd kill it. I was like, oh, 100%. It was the first time I didn't have to audition for a role. I got offered a role.
Awesome.
It was the first time ever. And I was like, oh, my God, absolutely. And then I did it for the first time. So I did the rehearsal there. And it's just me going in. There's a character on the show called Ron Swanson. It's me going in and interviewing to work for this guy. And during the rehearsal, Mike Schur saw him and goes, yeah, so you'll be back. I'll talk to you soon. And it was like the best experience of my life. But it is a matter of I never stop like working. The whole, and I'm so tired right now, which is terrible, but it's like the whole idea is if you keep pushing yourself and keep trying to do it, if you really care about it and it's really what you want and you want to give yourself as many opportunities to succeed, almost like gambling, unfortunately, but it's like you give yourself the best odds of winning, then hopefully you'll be able to succeed a little bit. And you see the longevity of the career, hopefully, you know, it lasts. Keep giving yourself enough opportunities to keep doing it.
In that first Jean Ralphio scene, I'm a fan of Parks and Rec. I watch it
every
episode. I love it. So in that first scene, that character is already ridiculous, hilarious, and ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's so confident for no reason. He has no reason to be confident.
Well, like he has later, you find out he has money from getting hit by a car. But he's like real, like he earned it. Like getting hit by a car is a skill that he has.
Yeah, like that was a job. That was his employer was that sedan or whatever ran him over.
Do you get to, as a writer and comedian yourself, obviously Parks and Rec has great writers. Do you contribute any of his ridiculous personality traits, or do they show up on the page?
As far as writing goes, the way that the scripts work in L.A. and for all these shows that I do is that, you know, they write it, they rewrite it, and then they have something called a shooting script, and that's the thing that you shoot. So the lucky thing is the two shows that I'm on have very, very strong writers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people like Amy Poehler, they want to write for amazing people like that, and then people like Don Cheadle, they want to write for people like that. So I'm very fortunate. So the writing on the page is amazing. So I don't do any script work, but they allow me room to improvise. And improvise, you know, they're very, very generous with the amount they let me improvise.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but honestly, when you see it, it's probably 90% on the page.
Sure.
Like, because it's really, really, really good. And I'll just add, like, little stupid things. And, like, if I look at it, I can remember, all right, they do let me play, but I think the Parks writers are so strong. I think it's going to be like, when people look back at the show, they're going to see that all the writers in this thing are off writing movies or acting in movies, and it's just a very, very strong writing staff. So luckily, they do most of the work for me, but they do let me improvise, and hilariously, they somehow put that on the screen, which is amazing.
By virtue of its being on premium cable, people are probably less familiar with Showtime's House of Lies, the other show you're on. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So it's about management consultants. It starred Don Cheadle from Hotel Rwanda and Ocean's 11. He's truly one of the best, you know, actors in the universe.
He's great.
Dramatic and otherwise. I think he truly is. And then Kristen Bell, who's Veronica Mars in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. This Australian comedian, Josh Lawson, and me. And we play the main four guys. We play someone called management consultants. Don's character is dealing with a divorce, who's someone trying to take his kid, and he's slowly going insane. How these people are kind of sociopaths, and they ruin their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then a good television show, the crux of the show, like the characters and how they relate to each other, the character arcs. But then we have this great foil of, you know, every week we go to a different place and trying to save a different business and stuff like that. So the show really, I think, is getting strong also. People are watching it, you know, it's fun to watch it the whole way through and has a nice cliffhanger at the end. We're psyched. We start filming again in October, so it should be a lot of fun.
You have an Emmy Award.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
No, for outstanding writing for a variety music or comedy special, for co-authoring the 81st Academy Awards that Hugh Jackman hosted. How did you get that gig?
It was right after I moved to LA, I had a meeting with Hugh Jackman's production company about maybe writing comedy for him, just even talking about it, just a general meeting, which is like the lowest level meeting. Mm-hmm. And then they told me he was hosting the Oscars, and I was like, oh my God, I'd love to, like, I write jokes, and I sent a bunch of my jokes from those shows that I did, and then I sent a bunch of my short films. I was like, I think it'd be really great if he did something cool like these short films, blah, blah, blah. And then I got to meet with the head of his company, and I said kind of what I was thinking of what we should do for him. And they loved the idea, and they made me go to New York. So literally, I moved from New York City to L.A., and then 6 days later, I had to move back to New York for a week and a half.
Okay.
It was hilarious. So then I came there, and it was me, Dan Harmon, who created the show Community.
Yes, he did.
And this guy, Rob Schraub, I came in and met them, and we all had the same exact idea of what we should do for the opening number. And so it was on from the beginning. It was so fun.
And then as you're doing that, you're having fun writing comedy for Hugh Jackman for an international
right.
audience. And then on top of that, you get an award. That's pretty cool.
It's very silly. To win an Emmy for writing for the Oscars is one of the funniest things in the year. to go to an award show. That year, because I helped write something for the ESPYs, that year I went to 4 different award shows. Like, not, you know, coming from New York and not knowing anything about any of that. Went to the ESPYs, the Technical Emmy Awards, the regular Emmy Awards, and the Oscars. And they didn't have a tuxedo there, so it's like rent a tuxedo is the worst.
Do you mind telling us about what is going on with Soap Dish?
Paramount hired me to write the remake of Soap Dish. And I think it let out the log line. What I did is I turned it into, instead of talking about soap operas, I turned it into telenovela, which is essentially Latino, Mexican, it could be any country, honestly, that type of soap opera.
Right.
And I brought it into that world, and I wrote the first draft, and Paramount has it now, and they're figuring out what they want to do with it. It got on something called the Blacklist, which is a cool list in LA where it's considered it's a list that people vote on for the best scripts that haven't been produced yet. And that was a big deal for me, because I'd sold the script before and did this for Paramount, and to get on this list kind of really helped me accolade-wise and got people, every so now all of a sudden people in L.A. are reading that script and want me to write other things, which is a fun little thing. I have the opportunity to keep writing.
Of course. Your talk at Union on Monday, what, if you have it planned, what are you planning to do? Will it be?
I have no idea. No, I think this is what it is. For me, when I was at Union, the big thing was when I was a senior at Union College, I was afraid to even audition for the improv group at Union. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So there was no class, there was nothing at Union for me that told me anything about the stuff that I really wanted to do, which was I wanted to do comedy, and I wanted to act in movies and TV, and I wanted to write. And I was so nervous about failing and all that I almost didn't do it. So to me, I would love to be that person to come and answer any question that these people have about what the industry are truly about, where to go from not having any idea what to do, because I sincerely had no idea what to do, to hustling your way to a place where you're putting yourself in the best position to succeed. So I was hoping, like, when I was there, it would have been really nice. Not to say that I'm obviously not a big deal at all, but just to have someone that has gotten some form of success at all in this industry to come and talk to me, I think it would be, It would have made a great deal to me, and also give me a little bit of confidence when I was in school, and, you know, would allow me to try to really go after my dream, if that's what my dream is. And I think it's not even for entertainment stuff, although it's mostly what I'll be talking about. But the idea of, you know, not being afraid to fail and stuff like that, and really going for it and trying. I don't know, for me, it's what I wish I had when I was at Union. So I was hoping to be that speaker. And my hope is also to answer questions that people really have while I'm on stage, and answer them for whoever wants to show up, whether it be, there's a chance, you know, who knows how many people will come, but it'll be a blast. And also to speak in the place that I ran around naked when I was in college. How fun is that?
That's pretty good. When you were in college and you wanted to do all those things, but you were too nervous and too scared, why did you want to do it? Who did you look to that inspired you to want to be an actor, to want to be a comedian?
It was like everything for me. All these movies, I always flocked towards comedy. I loved everything about it, whether it be like comedic films or Saturday Night Live, or I was a very big fan of The Simpsons, or as a kid, all I read was Calvin and Hobbes. I wouldn't read anything but Calvin and Hobbes. My family was very funny, and to make people laugh was always something that I really liked to do. It always made me really happy, and the idea of maybe doing that for a lifetime was a pretty cool thing to think about.
The Ben Schwartz comes to Union College and says things to people who want to listen to her 2012.
They go, what do you call this talk when you do it? I go, oh, I'm so happy that. I usually call it, and I just wrote that, and now it's all over the place. Yeah. I think that's the best. I hope they make a poster, which I will laminate and put somewhere. But it'll be really fun. I'm bringing another guy who graduated with me to come back to school for a night. We're going to be there the night before and do the talk. I'm excited for it. I think it'll be fun. I hope people show up.
That is on Monday. Ben, I am a fan of yours, and I thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me.
Oh, thanks much. Hopefully I'll see you on Monday if you drop by.
The Ben Schwartz comes to Union College and says things to people who want to listen to her 2012 will be in the Knott Memorial on the Union College campus on Monday at 7 p.m. Visit union.edu for more information. Ben's website is rejectedjokes.com. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.